If your Bibles are open to Luke chapter 6, we want to read in just a minute a few more verses from Luke chapter 6 as we begin our thoughts this morning. Certainly is good that we can be here today. Appreciate so very much all who are present. As has been stated, those who are visiting, we're happy that you're here. Encourage everyone to listen carefully as we open the Word of God and study this morning. As Mark has prayed, examine what is taught in light of the Scriptures. And if what is taught is truth, and if I deal correctly with the Scriptures, it will be truth, then we each have a responsibility to be obedient to it. Before we read a few more verses, I want to put on the screen the title for our thoughts this morning. Just simply, if you will, I will. Have you ever said that to someone? If you will do such and such, then I will do such and such. In my years working with children in the school system, I've heard that a lot. Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's not necessarily a good thing. Or they might dare one another and say, well, if you will do this, I'll do this. What we're going to be talking about this morning is much more serious than that. We're going to look in the Bible and see some areas where Jesus says, if you will do certain things, then I will do those things for you. But let's continue in verse 32 of Luke chapter 6. Where Jesus says, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those for whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Now, as we consider those passages, I want us to look at some things that the Bible suggests. And in that particular passage, Jesus says, if you will do certain things, then I will in turn repay you in the same manner. Let's begin in Matthew chapter 6. Verses 14 and 15, where Jesus says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. In this passage, Jesus says, if you forgive others, then God will forgive you. And as we talk about this, I want us to be thinking carefully and seriously about the implications, the statements that Jesus makes. Let me just ask this question. Do you need forgiveness? And I'll answer that for myself. I do. I need forgiveness. Jesus says, in order for you to receive forgiveness, for me to receive forgiveness, then we must be people who forgive. And the Lord tells us how we are to forgive. In Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verse 23, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you all." And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. Now verse 35, "So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." And so Jesus says, "I will forgive you if you will forgive others." And then he goes on and he tells us what is involved in our forgiving. Let me just read verse 35. "So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." Now this particular passage, here is a man, a servant who owes a lot, a great deal, and his master forgives the debt. And then that same servant finds another person who owes him a little in comparison to what he owed. But he was unwilling to forgive him. And the point of the particular story that is told here, Jesus is teaching how forgiveness must be from the heart of those who are forgiven. In Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they divided his garments and cast lots. Someone says, "Well, you know, there are just certain things that people were to do to me I could not forgive them." Well, if that's true, then you cannot be forgiven. Here Jesus, as he was about to be hung on a tree, he prays to the Father and he asks the Father to forgive them. That is the attitude that we must have. Now, that didn't just automatically remit their sins. They had to repent of their sins. But our attitude must be one of forgiveness, just as Jesus forgave. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, the Hebrew writer says, "Concerning God, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more." And so, if we forgive others, God will forgive us. He says to us, "I will, if you will." The next passage that I want us to look at is Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, a part of the Beatitudes. Verse 7 simply says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." What that passage teaches is this: if you are merciful to others, God will be merciful to you, to me. And again, the Lord tells us how we are to extend mercy. In Luke chapter 6, verse 36, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." And when we think about how God has and continues to extend mercy to us, what that says is that we must be people who are merciful and we must continue to extend mercy to others. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, Paul is talking about the love of God and what His mercy has done for us. Verse 4, but because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together. And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The mercy of God is great. It is rich. He loved us to the point that He sent His Son. We were dead in sins. But He sent His Son to die so that we